Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Greetings, programs, and we're back for another month of commentary tracks. And joining me tonight is, of course, Mr. Derek Diamond.
Hello.
And we have also joining us our fact checker himself, Mr. Wiley Phelps.
Hello.
And of course, you know him, you love him. He's the heavyweight champion of the Nerd Cave community, Mr. Joey Image.
Good evening. How are you?
Sorry, I mean, good evening. How are you?
Yeah, that's what happens when you let little kids roam free with helium. That's what happens.
I had a helium balloon stuck in my throat, which is very different from my heroin. Never mind.
So, gentlemen, we're here for another commentary track for which are funded by the Nerd Cave Retro patrons. So, thank you all very much for that. And we're going to do something we've never done before. We're going to watch the first episode of the old school He-Man and the Masters of the Universe cartoon from when we were kids. And I don't know how many people out there are younger than us that have never seen this, but...
Oh my God. If they've never seen it, I don't want to talk to them. I am so excited. I can't wait to watch this with you guys.
We're going to find out if this holds up or not. So, Derek,
it does.
Derek, how long has it been since you've seen an episode of He-Man?
Oh, Lord. It's probably been at least 10 to 12 years since I've watched He-Man. So I said this on the show this past week. It's honestly going to be like watching it for the first time again.
Yeah.
It's been that long since I've watched it.
What about you, Wally? How long has it been since you've seen one of these?
Almost 30 something years. I don't know. Wow. I cannot recall the last time I saw an episode of He-Man.
Oh my God. Come on.
Yeah, I'm always on the lookout for He-Man VHS tapes because back when my parents got our first VCR in 1984, and we immediately went and got we signed up at Ace Video, got our rental cards or whatever, and the first video I made my parents rent for me was a He-Man and the Masters of the Universe VHS tape. So I'm always on the lookout for those VHS tapes.
I remember the shorts that, like, when I worked at the video store, we would have like old stuff like that, and it was like one episode on a tape, like 22 yeah. minutes. I'm like, yeah. Really? Like, we're charging full price for this? Come on, man.
Yep, and they got like $5 out of my dad for that 30 minute. Yep. But I watched the crap out of it for that weekend. I can tell you that much. He got his $5 worth out of it from me.
But He-Man is one of those shows where like He-Man, G.I. Joe, like Sopranos, like Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, like all those kind of shows where I can just go on like Plex or whatever and just hit shuffle.
Yeah.
And whatever comes up, I watch. I know, you know, I can pick it up right where it is. And usually like the last three I mentioned, I'll know every episode before it and behind it. But I watch this stuff so much still. Like, I don't know if you guys saw the He-Man Skeletors. I just got, I guess from Amazon a couple of weeks ago. They came out with the Filmation Collection.
Oh, wow.
Or it's actually called the Cartoon Collection, but it's written in that Filmation font that we'll see in a minute in the beginning of the episode. They just re-released them this year. Or, sorry, I guess last year, sometime 23 maybe.
See, I feel stupid because I sold all of my He-Man stuff like 10 years ago. And I'm kicking myself now.
I sold all my old He-Man figures like years and years ago. And for coincidentally, you and Derek are here, I bought NES games. So it's still, that money still went to a good cause. But now I'm like, man, I wish I would have kept all those.
Same here.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I had some that like I had gotten as gifts that were doubles of, you know, figures I already had, so I just didn't take them out of the box, and I ended up trading them.
Oh, I did too. Whatever, I still had the ones that my uncle bought for me. I think he may have ordered them through Sears, and they were like in a Sears box, and it was it was all the Horde figures with Hordak and all the other guys that came with that set.
You know what's funny is He-Man, Days Gone, and World of Warcraft are three of my favorite media entertainment things, and they all involve Horde in some way.
Days Gone, what is that? Never heard of that before.
I know, it's some new stupid motorcycle game. I don't know, it's dumb.
Is that an Atari? Can I tell you?
Vaguely heard of it.
Vaguely for me, yeah. Can I tell you really quick my favorite He-Man figure story?
Sure.
Yeah, go for it.
That doesn't involve me. So growing up, my friend Jason, another friend Jason who I still talk to, his uncle who he lived with, was a cop. So now he's a detective or sergeant or something like that. But Jay stole $50 out of his wallet, out of Uncle George's wallet, and we went to Toys R Us. This is when He-Man figures were $5.
Yeah.
And we went to Toys R Us and bought 10 or 11 He-Man figures with whatever money he had and I had together. And then when Uncle George found out, he took them all and broke them and threw them over the fence into the reservoir by his house.
Oh, my God.
Uncle George still lives in that house.
Wow.
That's my favorite story. It doesn't involve me.
Yeah.
Or doesn't involve my figures, I should say.
You little thief.
Oh, God. I can tell you stories.
But the way we do this, if this is your, we have some new patrons for this month. So if this is your first commentary track, the way we do this is, I'm not sure where He-Man is. I'm sure it's streaming somewhere.
Every episode is on YouTube on the official channel. They just put, it's like a running 24/7 thing. I do that a lot too.
Yeah, I throw
that
channel on.
They do a G.I. Joe.
Yeah. They have G.I. Joe. I think they do a Thundercats one too.
Oh, do they? I didn't know
that. I think so.
Oh, I gotta check that out too. That's one that I haven't watched in like Wally years, like 25-30 years.
But we're watching the very first episode, and it's titled "Diamond Ray of Disappearance." It's called Derek Diamond Ray of Disappearance.
Oh Lord, worst episode ever.
And what we do is I'm gonna count down 3, 2, 1, and go. And when I say go, everybody's gonna hit the play button. So, gentlemen, does everyone understand the rules?
I do.
Yes.
Here we go.
Yes, sir.
In 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, man. That brings back memories.
Filmation.
That's the logo right there of the new figures.
Hey, man.
Of course, I can't hear anything because my speakers are...
Suddenly, I want to go buy a toy.
Yeah.
How do I change the...
I'm actually doing a heroic pose right now.
Look. When I see Prince Adam, all I can think is, and I said, hey,
what's going on? That was really good. I'm proud of myself. Hey, speaking, I mentioned World of Warcraft before. Did you guys know that Prince Adam is in World of Warcraft?
I think I knew that.
He's dressed as He-Man, and I guess for copyright reasons, they can't use a lot of stuff like that. But there's a ton of like pop culture and movie, cartoon, and music references in WoW. But one of them is a guy named Adam Eternium.
I've seen him before in the game.
Yeah, he's dressed like He-Man. It's hilarious. They also added Robin Williams after he passed away too, which is really cool. He's a genie.
Oh, so wow.
Who was your let's go around the room and we'll start. Derek, who was your favorite He-Man character?
I'm always partial to the villains, it seems like, so I'm a Skeletor guy.
Yeah. What about you, Joey?
Have you ever seen the YouTube compilations of like all Skeletor's wacky insults. Yes. Hey, King Rand, are you boob? You royal boob. That's what it was. You royal boob.
You royal boob.
I think mine was probably Roboto because he had like the figure had the interchangeable hand or wrist or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
You can change the weapons. Yeah, there he goes.
What about you, Wally?
I can't say. I probably at the time it was Orko because I was 4. But
lame. I'm just kidding.
But no. But like lately, I've been loving Skeletor, and I will say Stinkor.
Oh man, ooh, yeah, that figure was
because
awesome.
I loved his figure. It was my favorite.
What was the name of the one?
Even worse if you leave it out.
I thought you were gonna say it smells even worse after 30 years.
Well, my favorite figure that I had was the He-Man that you could put the little cap gun thing in his back.
Thunder
Punch. Oh yeah,
you could twist him. And
Thunder Punch He-Man.
Yeah, Thunder Punch He-Man.
I remember the commercial jingle very, very well.
Because kids in the 80s loved playing with toys that had gunpowder involved.
Dude, I love that smell to this day.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, what was the name of the figure that you put water in the back and it shot?
Oh, I had him. That was...
It was one of the Snake Men. It was one of the Horde Snake Men.
Oh, jeez.
I don't remember his name, though. I had him.
I mean, it had to be something stupid, like water spray guy or something. Yeah. Some of them were dumb, you know?
Trap jaw.
Yo, I won a trap jaw magnet when I was like 7 or 8 from some like essay writing contest in the local newspaper, and I still have it.
Cool.
I found it like 3 or 4 months ago. I'm like, oh my God, I remember this thing. It's in my car now because it stays with me at all times when I'm driving.
That's awesome.
Wonder if they're gonna have Fisto in this episode.
I don't think he showed up to the later episodes, but he was another one where you could like. Or you couldn't change his hands, right? He only came with the one.
Who was the battering ram guy? The guy that you could like.
Ram man.
Yeah, ram man.
Yeah, that's what I mean. What's he called? Like the corny, obvious names. Ram man. Like merman is a male mermaid. He's a merman. Okay.
Half man, half mer.
I'm just gonna change my name to like Italian man.
Half mer.
What?
Half mer.
Half
from,
man, half mer.
Half from Impractical Jokers.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's a meme waiting to happen.
Yes.
Oh my God, mer. Oh man, that's amazing. I have this coming out of different speakers than I do you guys, so I can't really hear the audio that much.
Yeah, I had to go get a pair of headphones because I usually listen to the show in one ear and hear you guys in the other.
Mine are in the same headphones.
Yeah, same with me. I just keep the volume on the show low. Like, loud enough to hear, but you guys are louder.
I changed my headphones and it's still not...
The hell is that thing?
I know why, because Google Chrome is...
It's like a half pig, half lizard.
Okay.
It's a pizzard.
All delicious.
There we go. Now I can hear you and the show in the same...
Could go for some pizzard for dinner.
Pizzard? Piss lizard? Or pig lizard?
Yeah, pig lizard.
There's eggs were all over me.
Oh, man. Remember when the Eternia playset came out? It was that dome right there?
I never saw that.
I went to one of those toy conventions here in New Jersey. It might have been the same one that me and Jay went to a few years ago, and they had the full one in the box for $850.
I don't remember that.
I don't think that's really even a bad price for that.
No, not at all. I don't think I ever had it, though, but it was so cool.
No.
They ever explain...
Heck, most people didn't have... The playsets.
They ever explain what the hell Orko is?
A wizard.
He's an orc. Well,
does he just not have legs, not or does he have like little tiny legs? And he just
have you ever seen him with his robe off?
No,
or whatever that thing is called.
Have you ever seen Orko in the nude?
Yeah, it's just a big black floating cloud. I've had one of those over my head since I lost my job. Hey, Orko. King Randall, you royal boob.
You royal boob.
See, He-Man and I guess not so much Battle Cat because he wears armor, but they have the Clark Kent syndrome where, like, suddenly you can't tell they're them.
Exactly. Right.
And He-Man doesn't even change anything. He just puts armor on. Like, it's not even armor. He just puts, like, this
at
weird...
At least in the newer remake, yeah. They make it where Prince Adam is kind of small and shrimpy.
Yeah. Yeah, He-Man... Derek's right. He-Man wears less clothing. Yeah. And why does Prince Adam wear the same clothes in every episode? Like, can you not wear change the purple pants at some point to, like, black ones or something?
You gotta have at least, like, some black or some blue or something.
Ever yeah. seen the meme where He-Man, like, he's got, like, a pair of electric razor, and he shaves the side of his leg, and that's not... Like, that's his
Oh,
hair.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not a loincloth?
Yeah.
I've seen that. That's hideously scary.
So gross.
It's hilarious. It's just a belt. See, he looks like Prince Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I mean, I can't tell if they draw him any differently, but...
No, not at all.
Hey, who knew back then that Tila was into women?
Huh.
I have one of those things. I don't remember what they're called, but I still have it at my parents' house.
I think I sold
my figures and I kept all, like, the little vehicles and stuff.
See, I think I had one of those. I definitely had the two different horses that you could get.
Oh, Strider, yeah. And I don't remember who the other one was.
It was Skeletor.
I don't remember, like, the good guys. Skeletor's was Strider, like the purple gold one. I think.
Yeah.
And then there was the He-Man one that was like silver, maybe.
And then there was this thing. It was like a disc, but it was black and it had like these red, like, saw blades around it. So when you pushed it, the saw blades would turn and they would sit in the middle of it.
I don't know what the hell that is. Do you remember the Attack Track? Mm-mm. It came with, you put batteries in it and it would go. He bites the sword.
Made of chocolate.
Fiber.
Oh, and I had that, what do they call it? The glider or whatever? The green thing that He-Man would sit in, and it had like a big, like a grappling face? Hook on it.
How did his sword got much smaller?
Yeah. I think it's when he makes that facial expression, it shrinks a little bit. Let me give you a hand.
Oh my.
I'll get you for this, He-Man.
His what a Tron?
Lasertron. I'll get you for this is like such a common phrase in this whole series.
It is.
I thought he said Weezatron. I'm like, what the hell is a Weezatron?
It gives him asthma.
He-Man.
I had to mute my mic because I was laughing so hard. He shoots He-Man and He-Man starts coughing. Got asthma now. Yeah.
He-Man's got
just
a COPD.
Just wait until the spring and you shall die.
I don't want to kill you. I just want to make you extremely uncomfortable.
Look at that sweet stash on Man in Arms.
That's like Tom Duncan. Selleck level of epic.
Yeah.
Duncan. Yeah.
You know,
Did he have a last name? They said his name was Duncan, is his first name, but they have a last name. And why is he green?
You know, he kind of looks
skin
like
green.
He kind of looks like what was that wrestler back in the 80s?
Magnum
Rick
TA.
Rude. Yeah, Rick Rude.
Oh, Rick like Rude, Rick Magnum Rude. TA, yeah.
Yeah, he looks like Magnum TA too.
They both have the same mustache.
Yeah.
That's what Adam Page is trying to do right now in AEW, the mustache.
Oh Lord.
It's not as cool.
Does
Orko have a nose?
I'm
assuming he has a mouth, right?
I would think so.
Allegedly.
Or is he just floating allegedly? Oh, I had those little guys too. Those little, they were called, I think they were just called Horde Troopers.
Those are cool.
Oh, no, not Horde Troopers. This isn't the Horde yet. Do you guys see that little string of hair at the bottom of every, like, third clip?
No.
It was just there, like one or two frames ago.
It might have been something in the.
It's in the bottom left.
That's not a lightsaber.
Oh, I do see it.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, it's moving around like a hair. Like it got stuck in the frame or something.
It probably.
I don't know what you call those plastic cartoon frame things. Cells. I forget. Yeah.
Cells, yeah.
I don't want to know where that came from.
I'm going to, one of the animators.
Every close up of Man at Arms is going to have a pube in the lower left hand corner.
One of the animators is like, I'm going to put one of these right here.
They'll never forget me.
My legacy.
I remember the King Randor figure, like the crown came off, but like it slid into like a grooves. When you pulled it off, there was a giant like slot around his head that looked weird.
I had the guy with two heads. I had him.
Oh,
I
man,
had,
too bad.
Manny CWO faces.
Oh, bad.
I had Manny faces.
Yeah, that's Manny faces. Awesome. He had the robot and then the monster and then the green thing.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The lost Derek Diamond of disappearance.
Thank God.
Maybe it's actually Diamond's Ray and he's the Skeletor. Derek Tor. I don't know, it doesn't work. There's two E's in there somewhere.
The Derek Diamond effect.
I mean, that the chest thing that he's wearing, is that, I mean,
yes.
It doesn't yes, it really is. Help.
And that's what all the
there's another
all the
hair.
That's what all the parental crap was about years ago when they had to change the logo because people were like, that's an Iron Cross. And He-Man has got blue eyes and blonde hair.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. I was just thinking about, you know, is that supposed to be armor?
Maybe they're not blue. Maybe they're not blue. Maybe they're brown.
It's not really protecting much. I mean, you're going to get a nipple sliced off.
I thought you meant he doesn't have nipples. Look. I thought you meant the
that's
Iron
what
Cross.
What happened to him? Where'd that go?
I thought you meant the Iron Cross in his chest because that got a lot of heat a while ago. They had to change it.
They
re-released them like 10 or 12 years ago. Maybe they re-released some of them and they had a different logo and then people complained.
Yeah.
And now they're normal again. It's ridiculous.
I mean, it's bad whenever you know the original voice actor did a very thick German accent.
Armor.
Skeletor is going to do this, yeah.
Not only the chest armor, but all he's wearing beneath that is a loincloth. So, like, how does that help? Triclops looks like he's rocking right there. Like, he's, like, hunched forward and, like, walking with, like, a fucking skipping his step. Ooh, sorry.
I mean, this is a whole world full of, like, magic and, like, way superior technology than us, and yet they're just walking around naked pretty much.
They can't be superior. They don't have Zoom yet here. You ever see the
facial recognition?
Yeah, but what happens when Triclops starts to use facial recognition? Like, which eye does he have to use? Or do you have to set it up for each individual one?
That would be a great skit. He can't like, get into his
like
phone.
Eight minute short of Triclops trying to get into his phone.
Oh, that's
same
incredible.
Thing with Skeletor. Skeletor doesn't even have eyes. He just has a skull face. That could be anybody. I can't let you in.
I was like, I can never get my fingerprints to work either.
Fisto gets his hand stolen. He can't get into his. He got no fingerprints either. Or his fist just, his hand doesn't open. It's always a fist. Oh, that's a weird looking.
How dare you invade my home?
Yeah, these, I will kiss you right on the lips.
These subtitles are way off.
Stratos? They just showed you have subtitles? Oh, I forgot you have. There's Ram Man right there.
Yeah. For
is
one
he supposed
second.
To be holding the sword there? Oh. Merman. Ah, Merman. Another, I'll get you for this. That's just scary, like.
Ooh, girl fight.
A lot of these voice actors voiced G.I. Joe, too. Wasn't Skeletor Cobra Commander, I think?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, Cobra Commander was Skeletor.
Let me look that up real quick.
It only takes one little bump with his sword to...
Will you marry me, robots. He-Man?
If not, I will give you asthma and make you disappear.
Oh, hello. I'm the juggernaut, bitch.
Ram Man.
You boys quit horsing around.
That's not...
We were very close friends.
That would be pretty inconvenient.
What, to have three eyes like that over your head?
That could be spun like a casino.
I wonder if somebody can make one of those. Like, not that works, but like, there's got to be a cosplay one of those somewhere.
I'll ask
you
again.
Have a camera in each of them.
Well, that would be awesome. Me, He-Man.
My engagement plans.
There's 3 months' salary.
There's an independent wrestler now named Beast Man, and I think of him, of this orange guy, every time. It has nothing to do with He-Man.
I gotta go get a
Man
gif
has
of
lost
this.
Yeah,
I gotta
so
see
much
that guy.
I gotta get a gif of He-Man's face.
Oh,
right,
I'll link you to. I called one of his matches. I think it was last month or the month before.
Okay, yeah, I'd
love to see it. Lancaster, PA. Yeah. After the diamond. I can't believe this
down
is almost over already.
Yeah, this is flown by.
Diamond Derek Page.
Bang!
Is He-Man literally trying
I'm
to...
I'm trying
like,
to take a poop.
Praying.
Trying to like split the Eternia in half, yes. Right there? What is he doing?
You ever see the t-shirt that says... it's in the style of Gold's Gym, and it says Eternia Gym, and it's got a giant picture... Or a picture of He-Man huge, like lifting weights.
No.
It's hilarious.
He-Man.
Oh, he's disappearing like Back to the Future. That guitar is sounding weird. Uh-oh. It's the enchantment.
He-Man, it's your kids.
Now he's in a mirror.
This is how you fart with your hands.
Now Sauron can see him.
He knows that. He's literally in the process of doing that.
That's exactly what he's trying
to
do.
No, he's just doing—he's just doing calisthenics. That's how he got so big.
He's trying to put enough pressure to make a new diamond. Destiny's He-Man was to break a diamond. The other way around, He-Man's destiny was to break a diamond. Derek, did you find that Cobra Commander thing? Is that true? Or
yes,
no?
Yes. So it's a different guy.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, Alan Oppenheimer voiced Skeletor.
And
Christopher Collins was the voice of Cobra Commander in the G.I. Joe animated series.
Oppenheimer didn't do anything in G.I. Joe? I could have sworn somebody
I didn't
did.
See anything on his IMDb.
Well, he did.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm thinking of Optimus Prime.
So get this. The same guy who voiced Cobra Commander also voiced Starscream in Transformers.
Maybe I'm not thinking of Optimus Prime then.
No, that's Peter Cullen.
Yeah. Somebody did like a bunch of voices on a bunch of shows. Yeah. I always like those little things around her upper armor area.
It's called Pit, Joey.
Yes.
Sorry. This was a family-friendly show.
Some of these episodes you can pick out, like a frame that you that I recognize. I can pick out a frame and recognize from like another episode.
Right.
Oh, and yeah, I'm like, well, yo, how many times did they reuse this?
Dude, they were famous for reusing stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Here comes the PSA.
Oh, here, PSA.
Oh, there's the pube. Go. The pube again. It's on his shoulder.
Marry me. No, my love.
I like how they try to accentuate Skeletor's eyebrows.
Right.
Or give him, I don't know, bony ones. I don't know what the hell to say. Hey, hey, eyes on the road, pal.
Until next time.
Thanks, He-Man.
The pube was on his shoulder the whole time.
Into a terrible accident.
In the sky.
You can tell which frames were filmed on what day by how many pubes are on the screen.
I'm still, in the back of my head, I'm still laughing at the, give some asthma. the Weezatron. That's got to be a short.
Yeah.
Every time a pube pops up on screen, you're just like, damn it, Jerry.
Yeah, we should have done
Not
a pube.
You again.
Well, that was the first episode of He-Man and the Masters of the Universe from September 5th, 1983. That
Alan Oppenheimer did Battle Cat also. That I didn't know. Oh my God. Yeah. And Cringer and Man at Arms and Merman and Buzz Off.
What a way to save money on cast.
Yeah. Right. Shucky Levy did the music. Shucky Levy. What a name.
You know what we should do, though? And it's just a suggestion.
Oh, John Irwin did. Holy shit. John Irwin did He-Man, Beast-Man, Ram-Man, Faker. Of course, Faker.
So what do you guys think about maybe since... since
everyone named Man. Sorry.
Since we're just about due to actually do a movie, we should do the He-Man movie from back in the 80s.
Oh, God. The Dolph Lundgren one?
Yeah.
Which I still... I have them on VHS sealed still. I would love to do that with Gwildor. Oh my God, and Courtney Cox.
Yeah.
When's WrestleMania? Next month, right?
Yeah, April whatever Saturday.
Okay, yeah, early April.
So yeah, I thought we were doing a.
Wrestling Commando
adjacent film. Yeah,
April 6th and 7th.
Okay, so the next one we'll do is what was it? Suburban Commando. And then after that,
I was frozen today.
I was frozen today.
And then after that, we'll do the month after that. We'll actually, I might put up a Patreon poll and see what, or ask the patrons what they want us to do.
Hey, if you want me to be on like all of these, because you always ask me, I'm okay doing more than one in a month. Holy shit, there's 7 people on Plex right now. Sorry.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but I'm fine with it. I mean, it's up to Derek and Wally. It's trying to find time to do these is the problem altogether.
Yeah, the problem is I'm unemployed.
The entire premise of the show is going to change now. We're just doing commentary.
Yeah.
Every NCC, single week. Nerd Cave commentary.
I still think we should do what do you call it? Voiceovers, like just on the spot.
Yeah. Like MST3K.
Like improv. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like instead of the thing about, I'm going to get you, He-Man, it's like, will you marry me? Yeah. But we each pick a character, and when they're on screen, we just blurt out a line.
I'd be down with that.
That would be oddly hilarious, I think.
So that'll be coming up next. Like we said, next month from March, we'll do Suburban Commando. And then I'll put up a Patreon poll or ask the patrons what you guys would like us to do for April, and then in May we'll do He-Man. So we'll flip-flop them. We'll do a movie next month, and then we'll do a TV show, and then we'll do a movie.
Wait, you know what? WrestleMania is in April, so we could do Suburban Commando then, and then do He-Man in for March.
I mean, whatever you guys think. I'm down for whatever.
I'm up for whatever.
I'm going to talk regardless.
I'm not available WrestleMania weekend, but I will.
No, who is?
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm not watching WrestleMania live. I'll be away the whole weekend.
Yeah, you have. Most promotions have things going on that weekend. So yeah.
No, I'm talking about WrestleMania itself. Nobody runs against WrestleMania. Well, but I'm not even watching it.
We could do a live stream of us commentating a movie, and sure, we'll get bigger numbers than WrestleMania.
Yeah, I won't even be watching WrestleMania until later in that week because I'm going to be out Saturday and Sunday.
Out and about, yeah.
Okay.
Well, all right, you guys. Well, thanks so much for hanging out with us. Let's go around the room. Joey, tell everybody where they can find you on the internet.
You can find me all on all social media platforms at JoeyImageYT, and that's good enough.
All right. What about you, Wally?
You can find me at The Real Big Wall most places, and if you want to listen to my new show with I Am the Rampage.
Rampage.
We talk about actual ghosts and fake ones at linktree.com/r2by. R2, the number 2, B-Y.
Are you going to do an episode about Orko?
That's a very good question. What is his origin?
What is Orko?
We need to get to the bottom of this stat.
I think that'd be a great episode, personally.
So what about you, Derek? What's going on with the Derek Diamond Experience?
Yeah, you can check out the Derek Diamond Experience. New episodes come out every Monday on all major podcasting platforms, as well as my YouTube channel. You can find everything in one convenient location, linktree.com/ddiamondpodcast. And as of the day we're recording this, we are just over 2 weeks away from the 10-year anniversary of the show. Ooh. So got that coming up.
Interesting.
Now go check out the Open Micers podcast, my other podcast that I do with Mr. Jake Craig. We did a hostful episode this week where I got soup poisoning, or I got betrayed by the soup, gentlemen. The soup betrayed me this week.
Soup and poisoning.
Actually, after we record this, I have a video I need to drop. So if you're a patron of Open Micers, which you could do that for as little as $1 a month, same you can do here, you can go watch the video of me and Jacob trying Vegemite. And it's Jacob's first time.
Oh, God. That's a horrible.
I don't think that's as bad as doing the last dab. I cannot imagine that.
Oh, no. I would rather eat Vegemite for a year than have to eat that stuff ever again, the last dab. But it's still bad. I'm not saying it's good by any stretch of the imagination. It's like eating.
It's not going to murder you in your sleep.
It's like eating thick soy sauce or something. It's just gross. Delicious. But thank you guys for hanging out with us. And if you're not a patron, you're getting this way after the patrons do. They get this top priority on everything. But if you're not a patron and you're listening to this on the feed, go over to patreon.com/nerdcaveretro and become a member of our community. Join the Discord, which you can get to all that. Just go to nerdcaveretro.com. We got buttons for everything there. We got all our socials. We got our Patreon, our merch shop.
Hey, weren't you supposed to make buckets at some point?
Yeah, we got buckets.
I forgot about the buckets.
Oh, the buckets. Oh, my God. I'm so dumb sometimes. And on top of everything, go leave us a review and or a 5-star rating on all the podcasting platforms. So, Derek, please tell them what it's all about.
I'll get you next time, He-Man.
Will you marry me, He-Man?
You royal boob.
I love the Power Glove. It's so bad.
This podcast is a Zoo House LLC production.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.